Welcome to The Lounge Chair, where host Melissa Parsons imparts her wisdom and knowledge to transform mindsets by teaching listeners how to choose and control their thoughts. Find motivation to take control of your thinking and make lasting changes in order to build a solid foundation of self-awareness and healthy emotional balance. Transforming mindsets, one thought at a time.
Thank you so much for joining the Lounge Chair Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Parsons. Joining me, my co-host,
Shalonda Wills.
And we are honored that you have tuned in with us today. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about our identity versus our inner critic. Yes. And Shalonda's going to start off with giving us a definition of that inner critic.
Yeah, so inner critic, according to grouptherapy.org, an inner critic refers to an inner voice that judges, criticizes, or demeans a person, whether or not the self-criticism is objectively justified. A highly active inner critic can take a toll on one's emotional well-being and self-esteem.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And
I am my own worst critic. Yes. I'm telling you, I do it. And sometimes I don't even realize that I'm doing it. It'll sneak up on me so quickly. And even today while we were talking, and I was like, you know how I am when I first start off with the podcast and, you know, how we got to go into prayer and which is all good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is like, I need to believe in myself.
Exactly.
If I don't believe in myself, nobody else is going to believe in me, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, if I don't like myself, do you expect somebody else to like me? If you don't like yourself, you're going to start looking for other people that's not going to like you.
Exactly.
You know, so it's that inner critic that, you know, that hold us back from who we really are and who we truly are in Christ.
Right.
What do you have to say about
it? Yeah, it's, as I'm thinking, it's like the our inner critic is always the first easy person we go to.
Absolutely.
Like, and I was thinking to myself, like, why is that the first person we listen to? Why is that the first go-to person? And in our alone time, if something happens or, you know, we're prepared to do something, it's like we automatically go to that negative side, that inner critic that says, well, you're not good enough. Well, how do you think you're capable of doing this, you know?
Right.
And I was doing a little bit more diving into it, and I came up with, they have a seven personalities of an inner critic, and that's a professionalist, which I can identify
as a professionalist.
A professionalist, an inner controller, I can identify as that. A taskmaster, I can identify as that. An underminer, a destroyer, a guilt tripper, and a molder. And when, as I was reading those things, and I found out, like, ooh, ouch. I can identify with each and every last one of those seven items or those seven personalities of an inner critic. And it's like, and I would justifiably tell you why I feel that I have a right to be in that capacity. But when I take a step back and I think about that thing, it's like, you know, I have to ask myself, well, why?
Right.
Why? Why criticize when you have been called?
Right.
Or you are valuable, or you are worthy, or you are, in fact, capable.
Absolutely.
Like, why isn't, when opportunities, I know for myself, when, you know, an opportunity arises or a thought comes where, oh, I should look into, you know, doing a podcast. And I'm like, nobody's going to listen to my podcast. You know, there's millions of people going through the same thing I'm going through. It's already out there. So why? Why do I need to, you know, do that? But the question should be, well, why not you?
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm in this journey of trying to process and be aware that that's my default.
Right.
You know, that's my inner critic is my default, but trying to figure out how to counteract that and challenge even myself, or even the very thought of why would I think of that thought?
Right.
There must be something inside of me that is capable of doing something, or that wants to birth something,
right?
Because a seed, a thought could very well be a seed.
Absolutely.
That is trying to grow and that is trying to, you know, come up out of you for your greatness. And we're on this purpose and this limitless living and living in abundance. And, you know, a lot of people, we can get stuck.
Ha.
We truly get stuck out of fear, out of believing what we tell ourselves.
What about trauma?
Oof.
If you think about trauma, you know, we all have gone through something, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when trauma attaches to us, mm-hmm. we stay in that trauma,
yep.
and we become pretty much existing and not living.
Yes.
We stay in that trauma believing that I would probably say Paul stayed as a victim
mm-hmm.
instead mm-hmm. of a victory.
Right. Right.
Right. I've known that, you know, when I went into, you know, had some trauma in my life, I stayed in that trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in it because I allow that inner critter inside my head be my counselor mm-hmm. when the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. is my counselor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and there's so many people out there that are so stuck and don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like their only way out is suicide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's so many people, and I myself, I have to say that when I was going through or when I was, you know, had a trauma in my life, my family members was not the first people that I wanted to turn to.
Right, right.
And it wasn't because I didn't want to talk to my family. It's just that I knew how my family would react.
Mm-hmm.
When you have people that will judge you or have people that will criticize you, you do not want to tell them how you feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, or there's other people out there that do tell people how they feel, but they say it in such a negative way that they will curse you out.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell you how they feel, mm-hmm. regardless of, you know, how you may feel or how your feelings may end up hurt, you know?
Right.
I know that, you know, looking side by side at the inner critic and then with a positive mindset, you would say some of the inner critic words would be, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But we do matter and we are enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Some of them is, I'm bad at this. But in the long run, everyone makes mistakes
yep.
and we learn from our mistakes.
Absolutely.
You know, my favorite one at one point in time was, I can't do this. The podcast, I can't do this.
Why not?
Right.
But everything that I do, mm-hmm. I must do it to the best mm-hmm. of my ability,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right?
That's the positive way to think. What about I don't fit in? I always felt like I didn't fit in. I didn't fit in anywhere. I felt like I didn't fit in my family. I felt like I didn't fit in at school. I just felt like I just did not fit in. Even at some jobs that I work at, I felt like I did not fit in.
Exactly.
But I am unique and mm-hmm. amazing.
Mm-hmm. In your own right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are the things we have to think positive about ourselves. Or here's the one main one that people always say, or that we always mm-hmm. say, sorry, no one cares.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one cares. No one cares. Mm-hmm. Yes, people do care, but you have to open up your mouth and ask for help.
Yep.
You cannot do it by yourself. People do care. You got to open up your mouth, regardless, you know, of you not wanting to be able to reach out to somebody. Reach out to somebody you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to somebody, you know, get connected in a group. Get connected with somebody, you know, at your church. Talk to your pastor. Talk to someone.
Yes. Yes.
Someone.
Mm-hmm.
What about I am behind? No, I am exactly where I need to be right here, right now, at this time.
That's good.
I am not behind.
That's good.
I am where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, we just can't accept where we are. But some of us need to realize, and I have learned myself, that maybe you're going around in circles is because God is turning you around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's turning you around. You know, you're going around in circles, nothing's happening. I'm going around in circles, nothing happening. Well, maybe God is turning you around because he don't want you to go in that direction.
Right, right.
You know, he right. does protect us. He loves us unconditionally, mm-hmm. you know, and it's people just need to know. What about no one likes me? I said that before. I can choose, you know, how I want to feel about myself.
Exactly. Exactly.
I can choose. And the one main big thing that I really wanted to say and wanted our listeners to hear as well, we cannot mold ourselves into the preference of other people.
Other people, yes, absolutely. And as you're reading those thoughts, it very well begged me the question, like, according to who?
Absolutely.
Whose framework or whose checklist, whose agenda are we basing who we are
absolutely.
By?
Absolutely.
You know, we should be basing it off of our own. This comparison mm-hmm. thing and what we see, and we see others prospering, or we're hearing what others feel that what we should be, that should be non and void. It's so loud of what
yes.
people are either putting on us, what we're putting on ourselves yes. because of the perception that we are seeing of others.
Right.
All of that, like you said, God may be turning you around. Yes, God may be turning you around to have you turn to him.
Absolutely.
And see
Absolutely.
Him, for him to show you your framework, your basis,
right.
your blueprint. It's not based off of anybody else. And we're so quick to be like, you know, oh, that person looks so much blessed and better. And they just look so happy. Yeah, they mm-hmm. look happy,
Absolutely.
But you don't know the process and
Absolutely.
The wearing and the tearing that they had to go through to mm-hmm. get to where they are.
Absolutely.
You know, what we see is a perception from our lens,
mm-hmm.
but everybody got a process, everybody mm-hmm. has a story, and everybody right. didn't wake up and get where they are in a moment's time, you know?
Absolutely.
So when we say, I'm not good enough, well, why aren't you? According to who? What's good enough?
Absolutely.
You know, nobody Absolutely. Likes me. Do you like yourself? Hey, that's mm-hmm. one person that likes you. And if nobody else but you likes yourself, that's good.
That's good.
We have to start pumping ourselves up and being grateful for one, being alive,
mm-hmm.
and two, being here to encounter the new day that's giving to us every day. Every day I wake up, I am a huge inner critic. I wear it on my chest, but I'm in the process of removing that tattoo off and truly living my best
Amen.
Self, my best life, because it's a much heavier weight being my inner critic and being weighed down, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm absolutely, and I'm being 100% honest,
yes.
I'm very tired of it because I see how my life is just wasting away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sit yeah. on the couch and I just sit and, well, what if, and I could do this, but I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Those what ifs.
It's so draining.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know, I would be here, but I'm so far behind.
Yeah.
I should have did this in this spare time, but I'm behind. And I have to say this, according to who?
Absolutely.
According to who's planned for your life. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, you are right. I am right where I need to be.
Yes.
Now, knowing that and aware of that, what am I going to do now? What is going to be the next step? What decision am I going to make today to catapult this moment
yes.
and not waste it away?
Yes, yes.
You know?
I have to say that it... Girl, let me tell you.
It's so good.
Laying around just thinking and... You know, one thing that I have totally learned is that I can only control what I can control.
Yeah.
Whatever is out of my control, mm-hmm. I have got to let it go.
Yeah. Yes.
I have got, it had taken me a very long time to heal from one of the traumas that I have experienced in my life only because I wanted to deal with it myself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the one trauma that I had was with losing a child, mm-hmm. having a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that was trauma to me. That was trauma. But it took me so much longer because I wanted to be counseled by my inner critic that's telling me that I did something wrong to lose my baby, or I wasn't eating healthy enough, or I didn't exercise enough, or, you know, or I'm being punished by God. You know, all of these things start to come to all of our minds. Yep. You to know, it, I mean, the first thing come to your mind when someone was even the thought of suicide, it becomes a thought, right? Yep. It becomes a thought, which becomes a seed. And some people
plan.
They plan it and they react on that thought, you know? And I truly, truly believe that we have to have transformation in order to have a new mindset.
Yes, that's good.
We have to have transformation in order to have a new mindset. Some of the things that our mommy and our daddies and our family has did for us, they did their best.
Yes.
But some of the things, what they had.
Right. Right.
But some of the beliefs that they have is not for us. And we don't want it for our generation either, or, you know, for the generation that comes behind us as well. I had a friend tell me one time that her mom had a worry jar. And she had a conversation with her mom one day, and her mom said, you know, sweetheart, don't worry. Just put it in on the shelf for another day. Don't worry about it. And I was like, exactly. Your mom did exactly what she knew how to do. However, we give our worries and our burdens to God. We lay it down, and his burdens are light. You know, that's what the word tells me. You know, so there's one scripture actually that I do want to read, Galatians 5, 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. I mean, these are the things that even God wants for our lives. You know, he wants us to be peaceful, be kind. He wants us to be fruitful and multiply. You know what I mean? So, and I've also, I actually learned just last night, I heard a pastor say, we have learned that our lives move in the direction of our most dominant thought.
Yep, that's good.
That's our good. Most dominant thought. How are we thinking about ourselves? How are we thinking about ourselves? It was at one point when my husband and I were going through and we would argue, and I would say to myself, you know, why would you say this to me? It wasn't any curse words or anything like that, but it made me think. Now, if God said that you and I are one, and I am now a part of you, and you are now a part of me, right? And your thoughts are not good thoughts, or what you're saying is not a good saying to me. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is, you're saying that to me, but you're really saying it to yourself. You know, and it makes me sit back and wonder at that point in time, how do you feel about yourself? Are you so beat up with shame and guilt and not wanting to face, you know, whatever the things that, you know, you're going through in your life or you have gone through in your past? How do you feel about yourself? And that makes me think about other people's relationship as well. You know, it's like you sit there and you think about how, you know, we have this issue that's going on in our lives, but yet we don't want to face what it is. We don't want to bring it up, or we don't want to talk about it. We want to hover it inside of us and make our own self miserable and then make our own self sick. Because that's what comes out of it, right?
Right.
Depression, anxiety, right, and other things come out of us hovering, holding stuff in.
Right, and what you're spewing out.
And which, exactly.
Know, a lot of the negativity or a lot of the projection or the ill will that people speak out, right, onto others is exactly truly a reflection of themselves, of an, right, area that they don't want to deal with.
Exactly, deal with. Exactly.
You know, they don't want to open those wounds or they don't want to lean into that trauma to be released from it. It's easier to contain it. But their attitude and the way they are is nasty, right, and it's out of that trauma or out of that what they don't want to deal with.
Exactly.
And that's a lot of, exactly, of people's persona, of people's,
yeah,
makeup,
absolutely,
of their personality, because they're not free.
Right.
They're,
absolutely,
not free. And the path to freedom, I declare to you, is so rewarding, because you're able to release that thing and truly live light.
Let me say, what a weight off of your
the weight of worry, the weight of control, the weight of not dealing with stuff, sticky stuff,
right,
is not fair to you, to yourself. That's not self-love.
Absolutely.
And it's absolutely not fair to others, because if you don't have self-love for yourself, it's, yes, going to show in your responses and how you deal with people and how you will overall deal with life, period.
Absolutely.
You know, and we did a little bit more research. And as you were talking, Melissa, it goes to show how you acting on your thoughts, inner critic thinks it's either one way or another, black or white.
Right.
It's either this or that. it's no compassion. It's no recognizing the complexities or understanding. It's black or white. It's never both, you know. And that's, you know, in this world, you got to have an understanding.
You
got to have a sense of compassion and hearing different perspective, you know, in any kind of ships. Relationships, friendships, you know, any of them ships or any type of connection that you have with anybody in this world, there, you're never going to agree or understand 100%.
Absolutely.
But if you have that level of complexity, understanding, and the ability to adopt a different perspective for a moment,
yes,
not taking hold of it and removing your thought or dismissing your thought, but just step in that a different perspective for a moment just to understand. You'll,
right,
be able to have a little bit more peace where you're able to be guided with a little bit more compassion,
yeah,
a little bit more understanding,
right,
instead of this black or white, this hardness.
Right.
This,
absolutely,
hardness of this or that, you know. An inner critic also focuses on the problem. I say at my job, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution.
Amen.
You know, we all know Murphy's Law. We all know issues are going to arise. There are problems and stuff is going to happen,
yes,
every day.
Every day.
But the mindset is to, okay, this is what we have. This is what we're faced with. What are we going to do? Are we going to rise up above this and find a solution to overcome this? Talk about the lessons learned. How will we not come back to this, you know, this point,
right,
again? Or we're going to sit there and complain and say, who coulda, shoulda, woulda, you shoulda did this, or dwell on the problem. What is that going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to do?
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Nothing.
But keep you stuck, keep,
yes,
you bitter, keep you in this whirlwind of confusion.
Yes. Yes. No, you're right.
And,
you're,
you know,
so right.
Our whole goal is to live free,
mm-hmm,
live abundant, and live in grace.
That's exactly the way we should live,
yeah,
in freedom. Have you ever gotten a phone call and, you know, you just not in the mood? Basically, you're feeling good,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
the vibe is right, and then all of a sudden you get a phone call with a bunch of gossip.
Ugh. It's tight. It's like,
you don't want to be rude. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you try to drive the situation or the conversation to just something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, that person just keeps going,
mm-hmm,
right back,
mm-hmm,
to it's like, okay, all right, but you're telling me, but what is it that you expected me to do about
right,
it?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is somebody else's business.
I don't want to know about it.
Exactly.
I said,
exactly.
And if you are telling me about it, now that I do know, now I have to take it to God and mm-hmm. pray about it, mm-hmm. regardless of whether you know, you think it's funny right. or you think the situation's crazy or exactly.
Right.
Well, so it's like, exactly. So, I mean, that just goes to show you that we can no longer, adjust to a dysfunction of our mindset.
Yeah.
We can't. We just can't. I mean, our minds will just tell us things mm-hmm. that are not true.
Not true.
Not true mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's something that you want to do out there, if there's a business you want to, you want to birth out, do it. Do it. I mean, you look at all these businesses that are out here. You know, they started from scratch just like everyone else Everyone else did. So don't let your mind tell you that you can't do something when you can. You absolutely can do it.
Right. You and know? My new thing is do it afraid if you have to.
Do it afraid.
Just do it. Don't set yourself back based on somebody else's blueprint.
Absolutely.
If it's something you have the passion and the desire to do it, do it. And if it fails, come back to square one and strategize again and do it again. Go at it again. Because again, if you, whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
If we think it's going to fail, you're moving mm-hmm. in that direction that your mind is telling you to go. So if you're thinking you're going to fail, guess what, honey? You're moving towards failure.
Yes.
Okay. So let's think high. Let's put our minds on the things that are high and are above and go in that direction.
Yeah. And you know, and here's the thing though. People are so afraid to step out to do something because of failure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're already a failure if you don't do it.
Ooh.
I mean, literally, if there's something that you want to do and you don't do it,
mm-hmm.
and you don't give yourself mm-hmm. that opportunity to do it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you've already decided that, hey, I'm going to fail at it, so I'm not even going to try. I mean, I think it's just very important that, you know, we have to take control of our minds. We truly do. And that comes, again, through transformation in order for us to have a positive mindset. I mean, we got to leave the self-doubt behind, the fear. I also learned that fear is not a stop sign. When fear comes, you should get excited. Mm-hmm. Why? Because on the other side of fear is your reward.
Yes.
You know, on the other side of fear of me doing this podcast is my reward.
Mm-hmm.
If one person listens to this podcast and take action mm-hmm. steps to what we're actually giving them, you can live a life of freedom.
Yes.
You can live. Yes. We were born into freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We were born into freedom. When Christ died, we were born into freedom. What makes us think that we're not free?
Yes.
It's the critic in our mind. It's the things that tell us that we can't do something. It's the thing that tells us that God doesn't love us or God doesn't care for us. Or look, God didn't do that for you. I see your business is not working out. You know, we all go through those things, but it's always a lesson learned in it.
Yes.
There's always that process that we have to go through. And then the next business is going to be that one. It's going to be that one. That next book is going to be that one. Yes. That next podcast is going to be that one. That next blog is going to be that one. That next job is going to be that one. Or that next interview is going to be that one. Yes. You have to start thinking positively about yourself.
Yes.
If you want things to change, it starts with you. It starts. You're not going to let your mind tell you what to do. You're going to get up 5 o'clock and you're going to mm-hmm. take that prayer walk or that walk around your neighborhood and pray around your neighborhood.
Yep.
You know, it's things that you can do.
Celebrate you. Celebrate yourself. Be your own cheerleader.
Yes.
You know, you need that pick-me-up because at the end of the day, you only really have you. In those dark moments, in those late nights, you have yourself. But yes. God is there with you, and He is there for you, and He is cheering you on, and He gave you the capacity of that thought. So run with it, because you're not alone. And one of the things that I tend to do, focus on the gratitude. Mm-hmm. If you woke up this morning, that's a win.
Yes.
Celebrate the wins. Yes. I don't care how small it is or how grand it is. If you talk to one investor today, if whether or not you got the deal or not, you talk to them. You built up enough courage to put yourself out there and you talk to them. That's a win. Yes. Celebrate.
Yes.
Celebrate. Go out there and confident. Have confidence in yourself. Believe in yourself, because at the end of the day, if you don't, how are you going to get other people to believe in you?
Yes.
You are your product. So go sell yourself.
Absolutely.
Sell yourself. Sell your confidence. Sell who you are and what you're passionate about, and do it.
Yes. Amen. Okay?
Do it.
Amen. I totally agree with that. It, never give your power away.
That is so good.
Never give your power away.
That is so
even
good.
To no one, even your inner critic, because your inner critic will be the one that make you sabotage whatever it is that God is trying to send your way.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we try to get something when we're not ready to receive it. You know, and we don't understand. We're praying to God. God said, you ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
But you also need to know that God's time is not our time either. I can definitely say, though, in this moment, I truly, truly am seeing that people are receiving things that from God that they didn't even ask for. God is just, He is just blessing and blessed. There is still miracles going on, y'all.
Absolutely.
There is still miracles happening. You know, we just have to open up and allow God to come and change our thoughts to His thoughts.
Yeah.
Because His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I just want to leave just with one last thing. Shalonda and I are doing this podcast to bless people. We're doing this podcast to tell people what we've gone through and, you know, our experiences in life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it all together. We still go through the same thing, this inner critic, and, you know, we still deal with that. But you need to learn how to make it shut up. You need to understand that you need
straight
to feed
like
your mind with positive thoughts, you know, and it's not just positive thoughts, but you really, truly have to do something differently. Take that prayer walk early in the morning, you know, get on that treadmill early in the morning. And for some of you that do the, you know, get on the treadmill early in the morning, play some worship music, worship God while you're on that treadmill.
Yes.
You know, I mean, start your day off with just goodness.
Yes.
I was going to say God, but yeah, God, that's goodness.
Goodness, good news.
Start your day off. I mean, we're really, you know, on this podcast, pouring ourselves out,
mm-hmm.
you know, being vulnerable, telling people, you know, what we've gone through and things that we've, you know, experienced in our lives. And we really would love for you to please share our podcast, especially for some people you think that may need to hear it.
Yeah.
Or this may be just some alone time for you to just sit back and just, you know, listen to the podcast and see what God is saying, because there's always a message.
Yeah.
There's always a message. And God, He is just full of mystery.
Yeah.
You know, it's us, the ones that have to reach out and get the things that He has for us in our lives.
Yeah.
Don't think that God doesn't have anything planned for you. He does. You just need to get connected to that plan. You need to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Say, God, here I am. Whatever it is, God, here I am. Change me.
Yeah.
I want to be a new person.
Yeah.
You know, that's the start of things, especially when you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
You have to reach out to Him, you first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
but also, you know, just reach out to a family member or a friend. You know, you have to get those inner critics to shut up in your head.
Yeah.
And it's not only, you know, just the inner critic that's in your head, but of course, you know, people just being critical to you, period.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
And just to piggyback off of what you said, I hear a lot of times my pastors say, What you feed will grow.
Absolutely.
What you feed will grow. If we feed into this, the inner critic, if we feed into the negativity, it will grow. It will grow. And we continue to have these cycles of these downward spirals.
Yes.
And we will get stuck. But if we surround ourselves with positive people, with the word of God, and reminding us what God's word says and bringing those thoughts captive to his word,
yes,
you know, in our shame, nothing can separate us from his love. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Okay.
Amen.
God has equipped us being connected and have an accountability partner.
Yes.
You know, I had a situation this week where I could have easily satisfied flesh. And I saw it. I could have responded, but I stopped and I called my team leader.
Mm-hmm.
I called my accountability. I said, look, I just got this text message and what I want to say, I know this is an opportunity that God is showing me and giving me what I'm praying for. I said, so help me to respond in the way that I should respond.
Right.
You know,
right.
I have that person to help me be grounded and remind myself that you're growing.
Yeah.
You can do this. You don't have to stay in that hurt.
Yeah.
Because the first thing she asked me, she said, why was that your response? I said, because I'm still hurt.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay in that hurt. We can rise above it.
Absolutely.
What you feed will grow. Try to eat on something different.
Absolutely.
So that your seed and your passion can truly grow. You can grow out of this thing and not stay there.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree. We have to uproot these things because there's so many people that's been allowing their inner critic to just do whatever it wants to do.
Yeah.
And they are believing it. I mean, they're truly believing this inner critic with all of this negative thinking.
It's got the soundtrack on repeat.
Yeah, exactly.
Soundtrack
playing
on repeat,
it over and over again.
Yeah, change that soundtrack.
Know? Yes, absolutely.
We need to change the soundtrack and start believing. And that's one thing. It's one thing to have a transformed mind and change the soundtrack, but you got to believe it.
Absolutely.
Just as much as we sit and we believe and we go, you know, feed into the inner critic. Okay, believe the goodness.
Yes, amen.
Believe the positivity. Believe the goodness of Jesus, number one. And without him, you are nothing, but mm-hmm. you have him. So you are everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are everything. Like, just say, I am good enough. I am worthy. I was made enough. He made me just the way he wanted me to be. You know,
absolutely.
I am exactly where he wants me to be. So let me take hold of him and truly pull out of this thing and be all that he desires.
Yes.
Guys, God wants us mm-hmm. to live abundantly.
Yes.
He desires us to live abundantly. Why are we forfeiting that for this inner critic, the negativity and
yes.
the projection of other people? It is none of our business, and it is not our responsibility to live the way others want us to. It is our sole responsibility to live how God wants us to and live in that abundantly.
Absolutely.
That is so good. You think, like, I'm going to forfeit what I want over abundance?
Oh. Exactly.
Oh, no. I'm going to live this thing and be proud because why wake up and start a new day sad? Or start a new day in.
Right.
And let me stop. We had the moments.
Mm-hmm.
I, the case of the Mondays, it's a real thing. But let's do something different where we're not staying there.
Absolutely.
Let's not stay there anymore. Let's rise above it. We know Monday coming. All right, look, Sunday night, this is what I'm going to do. Maybe I need to read some scriptures before going to prepare my heart and mind for me to get up.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. I totally agree. So with that being said, there should be no doubt in your mind that God wants to bless and prosper you.
Yeah.
The one thing that pleases God is your faith.
Ooh, yes.
We have got to have faith in God. We have got to have faith in God. Wow, this has been
this
has been so deep.
Yeah.
This is so deep. So I guess we're gonna go ahead and close it out then.
Yeah.
Hey guys, you can find us on
iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and WordPress.
Absolutely. Also, Diamond District Beauty. You can find them at www.diamonddistrictbeauty.com. They have new scents out, tropical scents, all natural products.
Yes.
Not only good to you, but good for you. Mm-hmm. I actually got myself the Tropical Island, and it was the Butter Body Lotion. Mm-hmm. It smelled so good, I wanted to eat it. Yeah. My dogs was licking it off my legs. That's not a sale pitch, y'all. That's for real.
Yes, it's so soft and so good.
Oh, yeah, you got some products,
yeah,
too?
I got the plain Jane because, you know, I got that weird skin, so I was like, let me just test it, but it feels so good, and even, you know.
Yes.
And I don't wear lip gloss. I don't use Vaseline, but I got the clear lip gloss. And my lips don't chap. It don't, you know how your dead skin, and it's
right.
So smooth, and me, my daughter, you know, just think we are so fly. So the products are really, really good, and they don't, you know, I have really horrible skin, which sensitive skin is not horrible, sensitive, dry skin. And I normally can't put anything on my lips, but
right. The
Diamond District Beauty lip gloss, the clear one, I haven't had an issue. It doesn't itch and burn anything. It's
awesome.
Been great. So
awesome.
I recommend all vegan products. It's
yes.
Good for you, good on you, and good to you.
Ow! Thank you so much for tuning in to the Lounge Chair Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Parsons.
Shalonda Wills.
We pray that you will have a wonderful, blessed week. Peace.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of The Lounge Chair. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show so they too can build a solid foundation of self-awareness and healthy emotional balance. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you in the next episode.